Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, I bet. Amazing why.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when I get a chance to tell you that our good friend Sam Norwood is back. Sam's in the building, so to speak. Sam is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's senior partner with Tatum LLC in their survey of business conditions. He conducts it every month and publishes it every month. And we're one of the happy beneficiaries of our work that Sam does to tell us what his partners, hundreds of partners around the country running businesses, not unlike yours and mine, what they're saying about what they're seeing in the economy. And Sam, welcome back. And thanks for the green arrows.
Well, it's a pleasure to be back, especially with in the 60-day outlook, 4 out of 5 indicators being straight up green, and the fifth one being employment is sideways.
What happened,
golly,
Sam?
Good. Now, remember a month ago when we were talking about this, you asked the question in the downward pointing arrows. How much of this was being influenced by concern over the fiscal cliff,
which
we're all a little tired, of hearing about, hearing the name. But I think that it's concern and reflective of a lot of business people who are very concerned at that time about the fiscal cliff. Then we conduct our survey the last week of the month, and in the last week of December, our people were having a sense that Congress was going to do something.
Right.
That something positive finally, and they reflected a much stronger outlook as a result compared to a month ago, and
that's
it turned
good
out
news.
That
that's
they
good,
were right.
That's good news, and it's bad news, Sam.
Well,
it's good news that they were able to see that kind of opportunity. Yeah. It's bad news that any of us allow our behavior to be affected by the kabuki dancers in Washington, D.C.
Yes, it is bad, but that's reality, Jim.
I know. We're all
affected. CEOs are human beings like the rest of us, and they get a sense. They get worried just like the rest of us, and when things are looking grim or creating anxiety, they feel it. And how they feel is reflected in the decisions they're making, or the fact that they defer decisions.
Well, I've got a new policy around here, Sam. From since the first of the year, whenever I talk about members of Congress or the president or the political class as a whole or a party, I prefix it by saying without any sense of shame, or the kabuki dancer so and so. So that's their new official titles around here. Without any sense of shame, the president and Congress got together. So let's talk about business conditions. Two green arrows there. General business conditions.
Yeah. Well, they improved. Looking back 30. We look back 30 days and look forward 60 days. So we're trying to get a handle on what's going on right now and in the month of December. Things improved a little bit from the month ago, but the outlook is far more positive.
Mm-hmm.
And so we think, I mean, this is an indication, it's a turnaround from the prior month, that we're on a trajectory of gradual recovery. We've, been on for months now, with the exception of a dip last month. So we're back on track for this gradual, seemingly non-ending, grinding upward direction.
I call it the not so great recovery.
Yeah, exactly.
We started out with the Great Recession, and now we have the not so great recovery.
Yeah, but the very long recovery. I've just never, in the cycles that we've been through before, and you and I have been through a bunch of these over the years, this is taking longer, and it's more tooth-pulling than anything we've... but the dilemmas that we have in our circumstance is it's bigger in the negative way than we've ever faced before.
Oh, there's no question about it. You know, Sam, I went back and looked at my 2009 predictions, and one of the things I said was, this recovery is going to be a marathon.
Yeah.
You know, people were calling it a V recovery or a U recovery. I said it's going to be an M recovery. M stands for marathon, and that may have been one of the most accurate predictions that I have ever made. 20 till the hour, right back with Sam Norwood. He's with Tatum LLC, and we're talking about their survey of business conditions. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.